由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends. We are delighted that you have joined us one more time.
亲爱的听众朋友，欢迎你今日再次收听《天路导向》。
We have been going through a series of messages entitled "Know Your Real Enemy."
我哋依家嘅信息专题系认识你真正嘅敌人。
And we were talking in the last message about what does your enemy think of you.
在上次节目当中，我们曾经讲过敌人是怎样看我们的。
We have the privilege and the joy and the power of being above instant altitude from any position.
我们是享有权利和喜乐，并且有能力在任何的位置即刻的急速升空。
And when God the Father raised God the Son from the dead,
而当父神让神子从死亡复活过来的时候
，The Bible said，
圣经是这样说
，That he sat on high in the highest altitude possible。
他坐在至高的之处。
He set him above the powers and the principalities。
他坐在一切执政和掌权的之上。
He set him above the dominions and the powers。
他坐在一切主治和有能的之上。
He set him above the wicked forces that are working in the heavenly places.
他坐在天空属灵气的恶魔之上。
He set him above Satan and his demonic forces.
圣父是让圣子坐在撒旦和他的鬼魔势力之上。
He set him above the circumstances.
圣父让圣子坐在一切的环境、一切的境况之上。
He set him above all the forces of evil that are working in the world today.
圣父是让圣子在今日世界和一切邪恶势力之上。
There he is even right now.
而且这一刻圣子就是坐在那里。
Jesus.
主耶稣。
High above the sky in the high altitude.
他是坐在至高之处，是高过诸天。
But you know, that is not where it stops.
但是你知道不单止是这样。
That's not where God the Father stops.
父神的作为并没有在那里停止。
The Bible says in the book of Hebrews,
因为在圣经希伯来书那里说
that those who are in Jesus Christ,
那些在主耶稣基督里面的人
are positionally seated in the heavenly places with God's right hand.
他们的地位是在天上，在神的右手。
Physically, you might be here on this earth.
你的肉身虽然依家活在世界上面。
But positionally, you are sitting with God in the heavenly places.
但是按地位来讲，你依家是已经与天上的神同坐。
Isn't that wonderful?
是不是很奇妙呢？
That is the blessing that God has given us.
这个就是神赐给我们的福分。
The Bible says,
圣经这样说，
That God invited us who have put our faith in Jesus Christ.
神邀请那些相信主耶稣基督的人
To be made heirs and inheritors of the everlasting kingdom.
成为永恒国度的继承人。
The Bible says.
圣经这样说。
In Christ.
在基督里面。
We have been raised to the highest altitude possible.
我们被提升到至高的地方。
And you and I can be safe only in one place.
只有在那里，我和你才有安全。
You and I can attack the enemy and resist the evil one from one position.
只有在那个位置，我和你才能够抵抗魔鬼，击退敌人。
You and I can have victory over Satan from that one position.
只有在那个地方，我和你才可以胜过撒旦。
That position is where Christ is.
那个地方就是耶稣基督所在的地方。
talked about the three areas in which Satan attacks.
我哋亦都讲过撒旦系会从边三方面嚟攻击我哋噶。
Because Satan sees you vulnerable on three fronts.
因为撒旦知道你喺呢三方面系最脆弱噶。
Each front is designed to convince us that he is invincible.
所以佢策划咗三个方面嘅攻击，让我哋以为佢所向无敌。
Do you remember what they are?
唔知你记唔记得系边三方面呢
？What are these avenues that he uses to intimidate us?
究竟撒旦系用边三种嘅途径嚟恐吓我哋呢
？What are these three fronts to get us down from our high altitude?
究竟撒旦系用边三条嘅阵线将我哋从高处拉落嚟呢
？They are in 1 John chapter 2 verse 16.
如果你睇嘅话，你可以睇下约翰一书第二章第十六节。
This verse tells us that Satan cannot attack us on every front.
呢一节嘅经文话，撒旦唔可以从好多唔同嘅方位嚟攻击我哋。
He cannot attack us on multitudes of channels.
撒旦并唔能够用好多嘅途径嚟攻击我哋。
There are only three.
只能够攻击我哋嘅三方面。
Satan can only pull us down from that high altitude which positionally Jesus Christ puts us in when we surrender to him.
撒旦只能够从三方面将我哋喺高处拉落嚟，嗰个就系我哋接受主耶稣基督嘅时候，由主耶稣基督赐俾我哋嘅地位。
They are
呢三方面就系
the lust of the flesh
肉体嘅情欲。
The lust of the eye,
眼目嘅情欲
and the pride of life,
同埋今生嘅骄傲
Let's put it another way.
如果用另外嘅方法去描述嘅话
it is the world,
就系世界
the flesh,
就系肉体
and the devil,
同埋就系魔鬼
All sin fall into one of these three categories.
一切嘅罪恶都可以被归入呢三个类别。
Okay, then we're going to go into the second one.
如果你记得嘅话，今日我就会讲第二方面啦。
We discussed the first one in the last message.
我哋上次曾经讨论过第一方面
，which is to do with the flesh.
第一方面系与我哋嘅肉体嘅情欲有关嘅。
The second temptation has to do with possession and power.
第二个试探则系同拥有财富同埋权力有关嘅。
Satan failed in the first one.
撒旦喺第一次当中失败咗。
So he goes to the second one.
于是佢就用第二次嘅试探嚟试探耶稣。
He took Jesus into Jerusalem and they stood right there on top of the temple.
撒旦将耶稣带到去耶路撒冷。他们一起站在圣殿的天顶上面。
And that was the highest place in the city of Jerusalem.
那个地方是耶路撒冷城最高的地方。
It was more than 500 feet high from the Kidron Valley.
如果从耶路撒冷最低点吉伦溪谷计起的话，耶路撒冷圣殿的顶有500尺那么高。
And there on top of the hill,
在那个山顶就是石安山的山顶上面。
Satan said to Jesus,
撒旦就跟耶稣讲了。
Jesus, you told me that man does not live by bread alone.
耶稣你曾经跟我讲过人活着并不是单靠食物。
But only by the word of God.
乃是靠神口里面所出的一切话。
I want you to notice the deception here.
在这里我想你留意一下撒旦字面背后的意思。
So he continues,
撒旦就这样说
Well, I couldn't get you to declare your independence from the Father.
既然我不能够让你脱离父神宣告独立。
And you told me that you live by the word of God.
而你自己又说你靠神的话语去生活。
Okay, let's move into another area.
好。就让我们在另一方面去交手。
Satan doesn't come to him from nowhere.
撒旦绝对不会冒冒然这样走过来。
He comes systematically.
撒旦总是有备而来的。
If he fails in one area, he moves on to the next.
如果撒旦在第一步失败了，他就会进行第二步。
Satan saw Jesus using the Bible, so he uses the Bible too.
所以当撒旦见到耶稣用紧圣经的说话，他亦都跟随着用圣经的话语。
Satan said,
Satan 咁样话,
Now I want to quote the word of God to you.
依家我要对你引用神嘅话语。
And he quoted from the Psalms.
于是佢就引用咗诗篇。
It says, He shall give his angels charge over you, and they will bear you up on their hands, lest any time you dash your foot against the stone.
那里说主要为你吩咐他的使者去保护你，那些使者要用手去托住你，免得让你的脚掂到下面的石头。
As if to say to Jesus,
撒旦就好像跟耶稣讲紧，
Here's a promise from the word of God, why don't you claim it?
这个是圣经的应许，为什么你不享用你应有的权利啊？
That's reasonable, isn't it?
这样很合理，是不是啊？
To claim the promise?
去实现你的应许啦。
Whatever your eye perceives, you receive.
你的眼睛看到什么，你就得到什么。
But that's the gospel of greed.
但是这个就是叫人起贪念的信息。
Satan is not merely interested in tempting us.
撒旦不单止有意去试探我们。
He is interested in knowing that we have been tempted and that we have fallen into the temptation.
撒旦更加热衷于知道我们被他引诱，并且跌入去他的陷阱当中。
And he is not going to leave us until we defeat him and have victory over him, or he defeats us.
撒旦并不会离我们而去，除非我们去击败他，我们赢了他，或者被他赢了。
Some people are saying that if you name a promise and you claim that promise, it's yours.
有人说如果你讲出一个应许，然后要求这个应许实现，你就会得着这个应许。
But this is wrong.
但是这个想法是错的。
There are only two positions to be in.
我们只能够处于两种的地位。
Either you are the victim or the victor.
我们一是就是受害者，一是就是胜利者。
Satan comes to the eye gate.
撒旦来到你眼目的门。
And then to the mind gate.
撒旦然后去到你思想头脑的门。
And finally he comes to the will gate.
最后撒旦去到你意志的门。
The will gate is his ultimate goal.
意志的门才是撒旦最终的目标。
To get into our will, which is his ultimate prize, he has to go through the eye and the heart.
撒旦要通过我们的眼、我们的心，最终要掳掠我们的意志。
He will use the mind, which is the seat of our intellect.
撒旦是要利用我们的思想控制我们的理智。
And he will use the heart, which is the seat of our emotions.
撒旦要利用我们的心控制我们的情感。
In order to get us to disobey God and his word and follow Satan.
撒旦是要让我们去叛逆神，不顺从神的话语，去跟随他。
Satan knows that if he can get you to see something,
撒旦知道如果他能够引诱你去看某一些东西，
and you see it long enough,
并让你看个够，
and then you desire it,
然后你的欲念就会兴起。
He knows that he's two-thirds of the way there.
他那时已经去到三分之二，已经空有成竹了。
The next step is to get you to fall in the sin.
再下一步就是要让你跌入罪的网罗里面。
Do you remember from the last message?
不知道你记不记得我们上次的节目的信息。
God has the good seed.
神有好的种子。
He plants the good seed.
他播下好的种子。
And there is good soil, and there is not so good soil.
有一啲系好嘅土壤，有啲则系唔系太好嘅土壤。
And just as God has good seed, Satan has bad seed.
但系同时，神有好种子嘅同时，撒旦有坏嘅种子。
And he comes in and he plants his seed in our minds first.
撒旦嚟到就会先将佢嘅种子放入我哋嘅思想里面。
Then he lets it germinate.
然后让呢一啲坏种子发芽。
Into our heart.
在我们的心里面成长。
Until it produces the fruit of disobedience.
直至他们长出叛逆的果子。
Produces the fruit of bondage to sin.
直至他们生出被罪恶捆绑的果子。
This process may take a long time.
这个过程可能需要很长的时间。
Or it can happen instantaneously.
又或者他们会即时这样发生。
In fact, I remember a story about a little boy.
这个故事让我想起一个男仔。
Who always got everything he wanted.
这个男仔，只要他想要的东西，他都会得到。
If he cries long enough, his parents will give in to him.
如果他不停地去喊的时候，他的父母就会顺他的意去做。
And one day he cried and he cried and he cried.
有一天，这个男仔不停不停不停地喊。
Because he wanted a very expensive vase that was sitting in the cabinet.
因为他想要柜里头一个非常贵重的花樽。
And the housekeeper would not give it to him.
而个管家亦都唔愿意将佢拎俾呢个小朋友。
But the mother heard him cry.
但系当佢母亲听见佢喊嘅声音嘅时候
，So asked him what's wrong.
佢就问咩事啊
？And he said, "I want that. I want that."
个小朋友就话：我要个花樽，我要个花樽。
Unwise parents think the way to express their love to their children is to give them everything they ask for。
冇智慧嘅爸爸妈妈通常以为去满足佢哋儿女一切嘅要求就系爱佢哋嘅儿女。
That's wrong。
呢一样嘢系错噶。
Sometimes we need to say no just out of principle。
有啲时候我哋要守住原则。去拒绝他们。
When you find yourself going through any kind of temptation,
当你发现你自己落在任何的试探当中,
you need to ask yourself three questions.
你要问自己三个问题。
Write them down.
请你将我一阵要讲的三个问题写低。
First, is it appealing to my selfish nature?
第一，这个试探是不是会惹起我自私的本性？
Second, is it appealing to my covetous nature?
第二样嘢，佢系咪会引起我贪婪嘅本性
？Third, is it appealing to my pride?
第三，佢系咪会引起我骄傲嘅心
？You are going to discover that every temptation will come under one of these three categories.
你会发现所有嘅试探都系属于呢三个类别噶。
And these were exactly the same three temptations which Satan used.To tempt the Lord Jesus Christ.
撒旦亦都会利用呢三个试探嚟诱惑耶稣基督。
Do you know what would have happened had Jesus claimed that promise?
唔知道你知唔知道，如果主耶稣行使咗嗰个应许嘅权利，从殿顶去跳落去嘅时候，会有乜嘢事发生呢
？He would have put God the Father to the test.
佢就系会将圣父放喺试探当中。
He would have fallen into Satan's trap by saying to God,
他就会跌在撒旦的陷阱当中，因为他对神这样讲，
God,
神啊，
You can only be true if you visibly prove your word.
只有当你证明你的话语给我看的时候，你才是真实的。
There are people who say that all the time.
很多人平时都会这样讲。
I will not believe until I see with my eyes.
我除非亲眼见到，否则我都唔会相信。
But you know what?
但系唔知你知唔知道呢
？These are the very people. Even if they see, they will not believe.
呢一啲人就算亲眼见到神，佢哋都系唔会相信噶。
Jesus did not have to put the Father to the test.
主耶稣并不需要去试探神。
If he had tried to prove God, he would have been calling God a liar.
如果耶稣要试探神去证明神的真实的话，就表示耶稣在怀疑神有没有讲真话。
And when Satan tries to get you to tempt God, he is getting you to call God a liar.
而当撒旦去挑拨我们去试探神的时候，撒旦就要我们认为神在讲紧大话。
And in that way, he pulls you down from that perfect high place of trust.
这样的方法，撒旦就将我们从信靠神的高处拉了下来。
He would have pulled you down from the high altitude of perfect obedience.
这样做，撒旦就将我们绝对服从神原本的高处，将我们拉了下来。
John said there is the lust of the flesh.
约翰说有肉体的情欲。
And the lust of the eye.
有眼目的情欲。
And the pride of life.
有今生的骄傲。
Let's come to that third one.
现今我们讲到第三样嘢啦。
And Jesus would not allow Satan to come through the gate of selfishness.
当主耶稣不容许撒旦通过自私的门来诱惑他的时候，
or through the gate of desiring and testing God，
或者通过试探神的欲望之门来诱惑他的时候，
Satan tries the remaining third gate。
于是撒旦试图用第三道门，亦都是最后一道门来试探耶稣，
the gate of pride。
这一道门就是骄傲的门。
As if Satan is saying,
这一样东西就好像撒旦讲紧。
Okay, Jesus.
耶稣，好啦。
You said that the birds have nests and the foxes have holes.
你说飞鸟有窝，狐狸有洞。
But there is no place for the Son of God to lay his head.
只是神子没有枕头的地方。
I am going to make you a deal.
依家我同你做一个交易吧啦。
Your poverty is over.
你依家唔再需要贫穷同埋寒酸。
It's not only going to have a place to lay your head. I am going to give you a lot more.
依家你唔单止会有枕头嘅地方，我仲会俾更加多嘅嘢你。
I am going to give you all the gold in the world.
我要将世界上面所有嘅金都俾你。
And all of the silver in the world.
今日我要俾晒世界上面所有嘅银你。
And all of the stocks and bonds in the world.
世界所有嘅股票同埋证券都俾晒你。
And I'm going to give you all the oil in the world.
今日世界所有嘅石油都俾晒你。
I'm going to give you all the trillions and billions of monies in the world.
我要将亿万嘅金钱俾你。
I'm going to add them to you.
我要将一切嘅嘢都加俾你。
I'm only going to ask you to do one small thing.
但系你做一样小小嘅事。
Bow down to me.
就系向我去下拜。
Here's what Satan trying to do.
这个就是撒旦想做的事。
Depart from the place of perfect obedience.
撒旦就是想叫你同绝对服从去背道而驰。
Satan used these two gates to get to his ultimate prize.
撒旦只是想利用这两道门去取得他最终想得到的战利品。
To get to the will of Jesus.
这一样东西就是要击败耶稣的意志。
Is it going to be done your way or is it going to be done God the Father's way?
这一些是要按自己的意思去做，还是要顺服父神的旨意呢？
That is the ultimate aim of Satan.
呢一啲都系撒旦最终嘅目的。
Is to get you to do things your way.
就系要让你去按照自己嘅意思去行事。
But when you stay up in the high altitude,
但系当你保持自己，让自己企喺高处嘅时候。
Where you have power over Satan,
在那一道你就有能力去胜过撒旦。
You will be sustained by the word of God.
你就会得着神亲自的支持。
It means that you believe and that you trust the word of God with all of your heart.
这件事就是说，只要你全心去相信，并且信靠神的说话的时候。
It means that you only worship the Lord Jesus.
这一样就是说你唯独去敬拜主耶稣的时候。
And when you are in that high place, Satan cannot get to you.
当你在那个非常高的地方的时候，撒旦就不能够对付你了。
And whenever I get under attack by Satan,
每当我受到撒旦的攻击的时候，
I begin by asking myself the question.
我都会问自己一条问题。
Have I been moved from the high place?
究竟我是不是再不是站在那个高处呢?
Have I lost altitude?
究竟我是不是还是站在那个高处呢?
Because I know that I can have victory when I am soaring high above.
因为我知道当我振翅高飞的时候我就能够得胜。
Because when Satan fails to appeal to the lust of the flesh,
因为如果撒旦不能够从肉体的情欲来诱惑人的时候，
If he fails to appeal to the lust of the eye,
如果撒旦不能够从眼目的情欲来诱惑人的时候，
If he fails to appeal to our pride,
如果撒旦不能够引诱起人那个骄傲的心的时候，
Then he is defeated.
这样撒旦就失败了。
He was defeated in the wilderness.
撒旦曾经在旷野当中失败过。
He can be defeated by you.
而且你亦都能够赢过撒旦。
When you are in the shadow of the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是条件就是你要寄托在主耶稣基督的荫庇之下。
And if you have not been in the shadow of the Lord Jesus Christ, you can come to him today.
如果你今日仍然未去到主耶稣基督的荫庇底下，你今日就能够去到主的面前。
He loves you.
因为主耶稣基督爱你。
He wants you to turn to him.
因为主耶稣基督想你归向他。
He wants to give you salvation.
因为主耶稣基督想赐救恩给你。
He wants to take you to heaven.
主耶稣基督想带你去天堂那里。
Will you make that decision today?
不知你今日愿不愿意做这个决定呢?
Until we see you next time, I'm going to be praying for you.
我会在这个礼拜当中不断去为你祷告。愿神大大赐福给你，我们下次再会。